North Adams Police Chief Jason Wood is now 2 months into his job as top cop in the second largest community in Berkshire County. He recently sat down with WAMC to discuss his priorities, police body cameras, and the department's current staffing levels.
Right now we're a little on the low side, but we're moving through it. It's important to keep the men motivated and realize that the administration is working to increase the staffing levels, you know, to keep our morale up. You know, so by hiring these 9 people, obviously we got to get them trained first. But I'm hoping, you know, if I project a year out, we're going to be in a much better position than we are right now.
You talked about, as you came into the role, your desire to make the North Adams Police Department more open to the public and more focused on community outreach. How is that process going?
That's going a little slower than I'd like to, just because I've been, hit with some unexpected tasks and trying to work through, you know, nothing major. But, I'm still trying to work with the Coffee and the Cop program to set up. I've picked a date probably 3 times for that so far and had to move it for different reasons. But I have been meeting with the coalition a couple times. We're waiting for a more formal meeting, but I have met with them at different meetings, and we've talked about getting together, you know, to find out what direction we're going to go in. We did a kickball game the other day with the kids with running with the law. We're planning to have a bigger presence down at the downtown celebration this year in August. We're going to have set up something a little bit more substantial with child ID kits and, you know, things like that and some giveaways. We're working on it. It's just taking a little longer than I'd like to.
What is your stance on body cameras? Do you think they have a role in the North Adams Police Department? Can you foresee them being a part of the department in the future?
I think that's something that we have to see where the state goes as a whole. I mean, I'm not opposed to them. I mean, I'm working to get our cruiser cameras online. But they certainly have their benefit. I see, you know, nationally, more times than not, it's upholding, you know, the law enforcement's actions. I mean, there are times where, it is unfavorable, the footage. But I think that the good outweighs the bad with the cameras. But there's a big expense with it. I know nationally they're seeing, like, the storage fees for video and things like that are starting to outweigh the benefit of keeping them. So we'll have to see where it's going to go. Honestly, I would probably say, you know, you'll probably see them come at some point. I just don't know when. But it all comes down to funding and there's a need. So I'll just kind of wait for the state to see, you know, where they're going to go with it.
Earlier you mentioned morale. I'm interested in how you keep the morale up around the department.
I think it's just important to stay available to the officers, have a degree of transparency with them. You know, if you don't practice what you preach, you're gonna lose the respect of the rank and file, and then it just makes your job a lot harder. So I make it a point to get out and still answer calls, show up with them, you know, talk with them, find out, you know, what they need. Because I think if you lose that, that old saying, if you forget where you came from, it really does have a negative effect on your leadership abilities. So you need to stay grounded and realize that, we're all on the same team still.
In April, Berkshire County District Attorney Andrea Harrington unveiled a new initiative around sexual assault and domestic violence in the county. She said that would be accompanied by new training for Berkshire law enforcement. Has any progress been made on those new trainings?
Not yet. We haven't really been approached regarding the trainings just yet. I've been training my officers, with the in-house things as far as, like, the legal updates. I sent 3 to the Defensive Tactics Instructor School because we were lacking there. I sent the sergeant to a sergeant school. I just sent 2 of our detectives to a next-level detective course. Where they actually just got back last week. It was a week-long course. So I'm trying to develop the staff in-house as much as I can. I'm sure at some point we'll have a training, you know, with the DA's office.
Another priority you outlined coming into the role was making the North Adams Police Department more self-sufficient. What steps have you taken there?
Well, the Defensive Tactics course, the instructors, that will eventually lead to, you know, at least something there where we can start doing some internal trainings. There's tiers of the instructor certifications before they can actually, you know, teach their own men inside and you know, and sign off on it. So we're a ways from that. Everything's a process, but, you know, that's still the goal.
Mass MOCA Director Joe Thompson was arraigned last month on a misdemeanor charge of motor vehicle homicide by negligent operation after a July 2018 collision which left a motorcyclist dead in North Adams. Rumors have since emerged of a cover-up around the investigation on social media and in the community. To your mind, was the investigation satisfactorily handled? And how do you suss out rumor from credible leads in this kind of incident?
I think the investigation was handled properly. You know, we were able to, all the facts and circumstances, we were able to gather that night in a timely manner. You know, we had, you know, credible officers on scene. I mean, and like I said before, earlier in the month, that there were multiple agencies involved, you know, in regards to the investigation. And us, state police, you know, the medical examiner's office, and, you know, there was a host of other agencies. So I think that the investigation was certainly done, you know, properly. In regards to the rumors, I mean, we have to take in, like I said, the facts and circumstances have to dictate our investigation. If there's hard evidence that we can work with and come to a conclusion, I mean, that's what we have to take into consideration. I mean, we have a lot of cases where there's a lot of he said, she said type, you know, scenarios. But at the end of the day, I mean, we gotta use our best judgment and you know, and somewhere, you know, there's a truth. There's two sides of every story, so the truth, there's the other side, and somewhere in the middle is the truth. So, I mean, that's kind of what we're left with.
So none of the rumors you've heard so far have changed anything about your investigation?
No, I mean, it hasn't changed our investigation at all, and, you know, and we still maintain, you know, our outcome.
There's a lot of Blue Lives Matter ephemera in your office. What does that mean to you?
That's more of a just kind of a pride thing, you know, like a law enforcement. You know, it's pride in your profession. You know, I get a sense sometimes people think it's like a division of between, you know, law enforcement and the civilian life. For me, it's just, you know, it's just pride of being in law enforcement, enjoying your job, you know, and I mean, it's something you work hard for.
Mayor Tom Bernard said that a big part of his decision in picking a new police chief came from his desire to have a partner in the department he could really communicate with. How do you think your relationship with the mayor has evolved since you've taken the job?
I think it's going very well. You know, it's like I said, I'm new to the political side of this job where I haven't had before. You know, so I'm navigating my way through that, and you know, he's given me some, you know, some coaching tips here and there. That's, you know, it's just part of a learning process. I mean, like I said, we're only just over 2 months into this, so I mean, I got a ways to go. I mean, I certainly don't know it all, you know, but I'm certainly open to criticism and constructive coaching.
So, what's been taking up most of your time in those 2 months?
Meetings, not being in here and trying to, you know, direct my focus on, you know, the things I'd like to, you know, develop. I think I mentioned before there's a community camera program I'd like to put together. I'm actually looking into another program. It's called Are You Okay? Where it's an automated system that will dial out to, I think it's designed towards senior citizens, you know, but as a well-being check. So it's a program where the automated system will call them. If there's no response, the dispatcher will follow up the phone call. And if that is unsuccessful, then they'll dispatch an officer to do a well-being check to make sure that's that person's okay. But those things take time. And, you know, when I'm not in here, I can't put those things together. So it's kind of piecemeal. And so I said things take time. but we'll get there. I mean, I actually had an old chief friend of mine. I don't know if we'll hear this or not, but, you know, he told me, he said, you can only eat an elephant one bite at a time, you know, so just kind of take my time and go slow.